Northwest Indiana lost football royalty recently with the passing of Gary Roosevelt grad at Indiana University's George Taliaferro. Taliaferro was the first African-American to be drafted in the National Football League back in 1949 by the Chicago Bears. Before that, he was a three-time All-American at Indiana University as a running back, quarterback, and punter. He was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1981. Taliaferro was 91 years old. Our prayers go out to his family and friends. We'll talk more football in a few more minutes, but first, the girls' volleyball sectionals kicked off yesterday, and in Class 4A at Lake Central, Munster wins over Highland in straight sets with Haley Melby picking up 12 kills and 16 digs for the Mustangs. Now, back to football and one of the top stories this season in high school football. The Calumet Warriors had a record of 3-7 for three straight seasons before this year. With a win over Wheeler Friday night, the Warriors will double that single season win total with six. Let's hear from Calumet tight end A.J. Fowler and what he feels led to the improvement of the Warriors.
It's definitely a lot different from what we're used to. After being 3-7 for the last 3 years, going through three different coaches, it's definitely like eye-opening to see that we actually have a winning season and like everything's changing around here.
The Boston Red Sox are heading to the American League Championship Series after beating the New York Yankees 4-3 last night. Sox win the divisional series 3-1. Next up for the Bo Sox, the Houston Astros. And the boys' high school cross-country poll is out. Carmel is the top-ranked team in the state this week with Valparaiso number 14, Lowell 15th, Highland checks in at number 19, and Crown Point is ranked number 20. And a big thank you to the Northwest Indiana Times for the volleyball score. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.